So after the war, you went back to your elementary school? Did you go back
yes,
to school?
Yes.
So how about teachers? Did teacher talk about the bomb at all? They didn't?
I guess, I don't know. Now you're telling me, come to think of it, we never talk about it. Or maybe they don't want it to remember, or they don't want it to not too many people, yes.
How about your mother? Didn't she tell you things like, or especially because you came to the States, you'll be far away from her, right? I assume that she stayed in Japan. Didn't she tell you that, okay, because you are exposed to the radiation, you have to be careful about this and that kind of thing? Was there any conversation like that?
No, I don't. I guess at the time, we people not too much interest or this atomic power. What do you think? I mean, you know, every day was kind of busy. I shouldn't say too busy, but nowadays we say that Fukushima,
right.
That earthquake, that
right.
one people talk about a lot because of we experience a bomb, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So that's why they talk about a lot.
Right.
But now you're telling me that really, I don't remember we talk about it like that. Yes. But when I came to become the pregnant, I went to the GY, the, you know, the doctor, and, oh, you're from Hiroshima. Oh, where was it, you know? Oh, the radiation, you know? He was concerned about it.
Right.
And I said, well, up today, you're telling me I don't have any problem health-wise, you know? So, oh, okay, that's good. Then, but then I, my first one son was born, everything okay, and the second son was okay. So then, maybe you're okay. But like radiation, around that time, I think about it. Oh, come to think of it, I threw to the city to going back, get together the family.
Right, oh, right. Maybe.
Then I talk about it with my brother, then the telephone, say, was I okay that time, the radiation? Hey, Keiko, everybody had a radiation. Even the, now we are very, talk about it, radiation, food or
water or
something like but you know, look at, we all went through but here we're okay, so you don't have to be that nervous about it. That's my brother told me. Well then that's true
But when you have your first child, what year was it?
1964,
so 64, 4 years after 62. You came.
Yeah.
So when you were pregnant, did you think about it? Because that's kind of what people say.
No, I never thought of it. Yeah, because I'm, at the time, I'm a, not the survivor. That's what I thought. You know, I was outskirt in the Sakotani in a Shudan Sokai. Then, 4 or 5 years ago, my brother said, hey, well, each time I go visit the, back to Japan, mm-hmm. my cousin and my brother said, hey, you went through the Hiroshima, why don't you apply it? What it look like? You know, they're going to, maybe you're not qualified or what? Atomic bomb survivor.
Right,
you know,
right.
So I said, oh, that's okay. I'm going every year the physical. So far it's okay. But never know. Then my brother said, okay, I'm going to do it. That's why he did it.
Yeah, so it's relatively recent.
Yeah.
So you applied for this. In what year did you apply for it? They say age 18 must be 6 years ago?
Yeah, 5 years ago, isn't it?
Right.
Something like that.
So until then, you didn't even think about applying for
it? Oh, I never think about it. Yeah, I'm okay.
Wow.
You know, so...
So you didn't even think of yourself as a survivor. That's
I never think about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So would you say the only reason why you decided to apply is because your brother sort of encouraged you to
August
do that?
The brother.
Yeah.
I think you. I gave it the copy. Yeah, I think that's your habit too.
So how about with your husband when you got married or even before then when you are getting to know him? Did you talk about your experience at all?
He is a Nisei.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Then his mother at Hiroshima. Came mm-hmm. from Hiroshima too,
mm-hmm.
mother, father,
mm-hmm.
and already at the time the United States, they were also, mm-hmm. and of course naturally my husband born in this country,
mm-hmm.
so then I met him, then he never asked me like that, atomic bomb, yeah.
So at that time
at
your
time,
husband...
I wasn't think myself the atomic bomb survivor.
Right, yeah. But during the wartime, you told me that your husband was in the internment camp?
Yes.
In a concentration camp?
Yes.
Okay.
I think a Hira. Is it called a Hira?
Hira. How do you spell it?
I don't know.
In what state?
Arizona, isn't
Arizona,
it?
Arizona, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, you have to tell me how you met with your husband, but to me, it's very interesting to think of those two different kinds of life histories meeting each other.
I was in Los Angeles at that time going to school, and he was here.
Oh, so you were already here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.